If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Choose Chicago and Kara Bachman, Executive Director of Chicago Sports Commission. Explain what's coming to Chicago.
So we have the Premier League Summer Series coming to Chicago, which...
Explain what that is.
Yeah, so Premier League,
it's
which
soccer.
Is... Yes, soccer, football, whatever you choose to call it.
And what do we call it?
Well, we call it soccer with a really long and hard A, you know?
Soccer.
Yeah, but...
only on this side of the pond.
Soccer.
But,
is that how we should say it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So we've got Premier League coming, which is amazing. It's one of the most popular leagues in the world, and tons of followers. We had them, Steve.
That's the league that Ted Lasso was, of course.
It's the league he wants to get into,
yeah.
Right?
Is that that's aspirational?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the league he wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Right.
So they we're in Chicago in September. If you saw it, or some of your listeners probably got out to it if they're fans, when we hosted Mornings Live in Lincoln Park, which mm-hmm. was essentially a giant soccer viewing fest.
And it was packed.
I'm sorry?
It was packed.
It was packed.
Yeah.
It was their highest attendance that they've ever had in hosting Mornings Live. And so, of course, they took note of that, how many fans we have out here in Chicago, soccer fans and sports fans, and it was a must to bring Summer Series, which is an in-season league-owned operated tournament that they had just started in 2023. So this is only the second year they're doing it, and Chicago's the only new city that has been added to the tournament. So we'll have a doubleheader. The other two cities will be in New Jersey and Atlanta, but...
I don't care about those cities.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
I mention them only because the players have already noted how much more they like Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, so that was the point.
Steve, where will this be at?
It's going to be at Soldier Field, Steve.
Yeah, yes. I love that.
Yes, more football at Soldier Field.
We're keeping football one way or the other at Soldier Field.
That's right. So we're going to actually have a doubleheader on July 30th. It's a Wednesday. It's going to be West Ham United versus Everton, and then that's going to be followed by Manchester United versus AFC Bournemouth. So I think it's super exciting. Not only is the Premier League like one of the most watched professional sports leagues in the world, but I think Manchester United is one of the biggest brands in global sports.
Yes,
I was just going to ask, are they going to sell the T-shirts? I'm sure
there will be many T-shirts sold.
I'm serious.
Dozens.
Soccer
their
jerseys.
Their kits.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah. But I mean,
what novices?
Yeah, I mean, really. So I've been asked to ask you this by my two producers in there. How much are the tickets going to be? Do you know?
I think they start around $79. I want to say, which is for both games. So
oh, really?
The one ticket gets you in for the doubleheader. I think the first game's at 5:30 and the next one's at 8:30. So
kind of insane value.
It is, right?
Actually, so for people who don't know, I mean, think about what baseball tickets cost. Mm-hmm. Think about what football tickets cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's actually for two games.
Yeah.
And if you look at what those same tickets would cost if you were in the UK to watch the games,
It
would be a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. It definitely would be. And tickets went on sale March 14th. So
can people still get them?
Yeah. I encourage people to go to Premier League website, purchase through Ticketmaster for the games, get them now, get locked in. March 15th, 14th, sorry, different time zone for me. March 14th, they went on sale. So
and they're going. They're going.
I imagine, and we'll cut you some slack because you did just get back from Japan. We will talk about why you were in Japan in a moment. Something I want to make clear. So I want to make clear the dates on this, Steve,
mm-hmm.
and also the website that people can go to.
Absolutely. It's Wednesday, July 30th is the doubleheader matches at Soldier Field. You can go to choosechicago.com. You can go to the Premier League's website. Just Google Premier League Summer Series Chicago. You're going to find it.
Why did you say matches and they're games? Is that the proper soccer terminology?
I think it is the proper soccer terminology.
We ought to all learn this in Chicago.
Yes. I'm working on it.
But this is a huge deal. Yes. That they have chosen. Well, you are true Chicago.
It's the first time that two Premier League teams have ever faced off in Soldier Field. That's never happened before. There have been Premier League teams who have come and played exhibition matches versus other international professional teams, but it's never been two Premier League teams playing each other, let alone four in one day. So that's very exciting.
And does this count for their, like the Chicago Cubs were just in Japan, hint about what you were doing in Japan. So, but it was an exhibition game, or they were exhibition games.
Well, the Cubs...
Yes, and.
Well, yes. So Dodgers-Cubs, that was actually the season opener.
Opener.
Yeah.
So that counted.
Yes.
So does this count for them? Do you know?
This is not part of their regular season. No. Okay. So the Cubs had their official opening series against the Dodgers, where the Cubs were technically the host team in Tokyo. It's a two-game series. But before that, the Cubs played two exhibition games versus Japanese teams. One was the Hanshin Tigers, and the other is slipping my mind.
That's a cool name for a team. Slipping my mind. I like that.
Tigers, Giants.
Oh, the Giants. They're also from Tokyo, yes. Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about NASCAR. I want to talk about some other events coming to Chicago, some of which are related to sports and some of which may not be. We're talking to Kara Bachman, Executive Director, Chicago Sports Commission, and also Steve Crano, the Manager of Corporate Communications at Choose Chicago. And yes, Chicago's being chosen not only for soccer, but much more than that, including, Steve, rugby.
That's right. It's being billed as the rematch. It's a historic rugby match. I think Kara is definitely much more qualified to speak to this on detail, but it is a repeat of a 2016 match that was held at Soldier Field between the New Zealand All Blacks and Ireland. That game was historic in itself because it was the first time that Ireland had beat the All Blacks, which are kind of a big international rivalry in professional rugby, in 111 years. So that was quite a losing streak, right? Yeah. Over a century.
Makes the Chicago Cubs streak look like nothing.
I would just give up on the rivalry at that point, personally.
I know.
I'm glad that they pushed through.
And Kara, where is this going to be at?
Will take place again at Soldier Field, where, yes, it took place in 2016. That 111-year drought there shattered, which many remember. I do. That was the same week, just days apart, of the Cubs, getting rid of that little 108-year drought they
had. About that.
Right?
Yes.
So international rugby, the rematch of these two teams returning to Chicago. I just like the energy that it brings for rugby, but also, of course, other sports teams have done well. I won't go farther than that.
I think that we underestimate here, some of us, how many people follow, for sure, soccer and rugby as well, and other international sports that are kind of gaining momentum just now in America.
Yeah, rugby is definitely on the rise right now. Over the years, they had rugby sevens now in the Olympics. There's a lot of momentum around the sport. I think USA Rugby's done a great job with development of the sport. And, we have now Major League Rugby team at SeatGeek, the Chicago Hounds. So more and more rugby in the city of Chicago.
The Chicago Hounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They actually have a really cool logo, too.
Why am I not involved with them?
Well, we're getting you involved right now.
I would be. So we were talking off the air only about pets, actually, the three of us. And in fact, I'm the guy. This is true. I am the guy. I was going to tell you off the air, but this is, I'm happy to say it on the air, and people know this story. I am the guy who years ago called the Chicago White Sox when they were their last year at Comiskey. Mm-hmm. And I said, and they were having... The team was not very good. And they were having trouble drawing.
Institute the night where you bring the dogs?
Yeah. That was my idea.
This is amazing.
That truly was my idea. So then several years later, I literally bump into literally Tony La Russa at some convention or something. And he said, you're the guy who started the thing, the dog thing. It wasn't you. It was me in St. Louis. And he was serious. I said, actually, I think it was me in Chicago. Oh, no, so it was me. And he's ready to, like, hit me in the face, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah,
he was serious. He couldn't let you have that claim to fame?
He was serious about
come
it.
Come on, Tony.
I know.
Chill, man.
And then he ends up, and he said, you're a Chicagoan. Where do you live? I said, I live near Wrigley Field. Well, that's not a, you'd never say Wrigley Field to Tony La Russa. He gets mad at just those two words. So, talented manager. And he loved, I'll tell you, in St. Louis, he actually has done a lot for animals. But I'd love to be. So tell me about the Chicago Hounds.
Yeah. So Major League Rugby team, I think in just in their third season now, great ownership group, great management, really trying to build the brand in Chicago. You know, hopefully at some point they'll play in the city. But yeah, they're at SeatGeek Stadium right now. In season, the season
Where's
started
SeatGeek
in March.
Stadium?
It's where the Fire used to play. So, Bridgeview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing a lot to be active. They have like a new documentary out, that if you're interested, you could learn more about the sport and the team. And I think, and they're really supportive, of course, you know, when we have other interests in rugby, such as bringing New Zealand and Ireland back here. But I think just the overall vibe around rugby, having their support, their presence in the city and dedication to growing the sport is really important. And hope people go and check out a game with them.
Now, it says here that the... Oh, gosh, where's the text? I'm getting so many texts, it's hard to tell. Which soccer team? The All Blacks? Is that the name of the team?
The rugby team from New Zealand?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The tickets are actually sold out here? Is that true?
That very well could be true since I've returned. We did sell about 50,000 tickets in one day, which is... Yeah.
What?
Which is amazing.
What? Yeah. That is amazing, mm-hmm. is right. Now, you were in Japan with the Chicago Cubs, mm-hmm. Promoting Chicago and Chicago sports. Are they crazy about baseball in Japan?
A little bit. Just a little bit. they
a
love
lot, huh?
baseball. Yeah. Yes. Yes, they... No, they do. I was joking, of course. They love baseball, obviously, with the matchup between the Cubs and the Dodgers and the number of Japanese-born and known players on the two teams was something that even, you know, amplified this game even more. And it was incredible to see. And also the MLB did something really interesting with wanting to grow the sport in Japan. I shouldn't say grow the sport. The sport is grown, but grow MLB. So they have a ton of baseball fans, but they want those baseball fans to be MLB fans, be a mm-hmm. fan of the Cubs, be a fan of the Dodgers. Obviously, we want them to be fans of the Cubs.
Sure.
But they made the tickets were kind of limited availability to foreigners. They wanted Japanese to purchase tickets and attend the game. So the crowd was a lot of Japanese and it
How
was,
are those baseball games different than if you were to have gone to Wrigley Field or anywhere else in America?
The way that the cheering big time.
How so?
I mean, it's just totally different. I mean, they're very, it is, you know, we always talk like, oh, if there's some big rivalry here, you know, how people talk a little smack. A little might be an understatement, but just the fan rivalry, it's very different there. It's so much more respect. So, you know.
More positive cheering, less jeering.
So they so they first bow and then they boo?
Well, it's kind of, you know, so with one team's up to bat, it's kind of that those teams' fans.
It's their turn. They were respectful of their turns.
That's
really nice.
Yes, they are really respectful of, you know, who's up and who's cheering and each.
No, hey, batter.
No, yeah, zero of that, okay. Really. Yeah, so that was very different. And they really watched the game, I would say, where, of course, mm-hmm. We watch the game here, but there's a lot more social interactions.
I
drinking,
do think of a baseball game as like a social thing.
Yeah.
And well, especially with the corporate boxes now and all that. So quickly, NASCAR coming mm-hmm. to Chicago again.
Yes, what can
you tell me that's new and different, that's going to be new and different this year?
Well, Zach Brown Band is main entertainment, which we're super excited about. We seem to have had a bit of a country vibe with the music, but that's done really well. So
I mean, they had quite the blues showcase last year.
Yes. Too.
Which is Chicago.
Mix it up.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So July 5th and 6th. So we've got the Xfinity races, Xfinity race, I should say, and the Cup Series. And again, it's a points-based race, so it'll be highly competitive. Similar to, you know, what I was mentioning with Premier League and Summer Cities, these drivers love Chicago.
Why? And what is it about our town, aside from the weather?
Totally different from anything else they do, right?
That's for sure. I mean, particularly for NASCAR, you know, you're staying somewhere and you have to go to this track that's far out or wherever it may be located, and you don't get this experience of, I stay in a hotel, I walk out of my hotel, I walk across the street, and I'm at my racetrack, and they get to be in the thick of it,
There's a lot more turns than most NASCAR
that 100%,
tracks,
yes.
You know? And it's like a more dynamic experience, I think, for the drivers than your standard NASCAR Cup.
And I've read that since the first year, because of driver input, that the track itself has been improved, sometimes in subtle ways that you and I would not see.
I'm sure that is true.
Yeah,
I'm sure that is true. I can't speak to the track.
Yep. So we have less than 60 seconds to go here. Mm-hmm. Give me one thing to do in Chicago this spring. You can learn more at ChooseChicago.com.
You can learn more at ChooseChicago.com always. Spring break. Well, baseball's coming back. The season is officially starting. Cubs
Thursday.
Are going to be here. Yeah,
Thursday
Cubs are going to be here
Sox.
The first week of April, and White Sox are going to be here next week. So get
on
out
Thursday,
to the ballpark.
I think, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So that is next Thursday. And you will arrange always for good weather on opening day.
We're doing our best.
Of course. Of course you are. Lots of information at ChooseChicago.com, including if there's a restaurant you want to go to and you feel like, name a cuisine, any cuisine.
Italian.
All right. Name another one, Steve.
Mexican.
And you look at just that up, you can find, and then you look at your neighborhood or a neighborhood you want to go to. You can do that at ChooseChicago.com. Thank you very much for joining us. Kara Bachman, thank you.
Thank you.
And Steve Crano, as always, it is good to have you in studio. I appreciate
it. Always a pleasure.